Well, people often choose to volunteer because they have spare time and spare energy, and that describes Bill Dawson to a T. He is a retired engineer and builder, and he's also 90 years old. And Stu Mills joins me now to share his experiences. You met up with Bill earlier this month.
Yeah, that's right, I did. And he is 90 years old.
That's a good age.
It's a great age, especially if you're Bill Dawson. You wouldn't know he's 90, Holly. You'd say he's probably in his mid-70s or so, and he has had quite a life. He told me he graduated from McGill about 70 years ago, and then he went to Venezuela and got a job working for Royal Dutch Shell as a mechanical engineer. He told me, you know, kind of in a casual way, he had a good start. He founded an architectural engineering company that, among other things, built most of Montreal's Expo 67, including the white geodesic dome that's so characteristic of the whole place.
Cool. He's had some experiences.
Taught architecture here in Ottawa for nearly 20 years. But really, his biggest project, you have to say, has come in just the last 12 months, in his 90th year, to remind you. Bill has volunteered at St. Vincent's Hospital on the floor where patients with severe paralysis are cared for. And I followed him through that complex care ward to find out why he does it.
So, Stu, you're going to hang around with me?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Try not to be in your way.
Well,
what's the routine?
Every week seems to have something different, but I go in and see wonderful patient who is doing the most remarkable thing I can't imagine, and you're going to be amazed too, that this woman who's been virtually paralyzed for 3 years, I was able to get her a computer, and I had some friends over at Good Companions make a little stand, and we set this up. And utilizing a program developed by the National Research Council for recognizing people's faces as the means of entering restricted areas. The group here at St. Vincent Hospital developed a program that I suspect should get worldwide publicity. It's called NOOSE, which is a combination of nose and mouse. A camera on the computer screen focuses on her nose. She can move her head. That's about all she can do. She can't move her hands or anything. She moves the cursor all over the screen. I just written my life story. She has reviewed that whole document and records. There's a comma missing here. This sentence doesn't quite make sense. And then she said, maybe it should be like this. And
she does this all while being paralyzed.
All with her nose. You're going to be impressed with her.
You needed to retrieve something from your locker there. What was that?
I think I've got everything I need. I volunteered as a condition to join a meditation group. I said, well, I'll just volunteer at the hospital. It's near where I live. I came over. I had no idea. I have never, ever been more amazed at the number of people in this little hospital that are completely incapacitated. A lot of them can't speak. They can't swallow. They can't breathe. These people have been here, some of them 10 years, and one fellow who we won't see today. The accident happened when he was 7 years old. He's now 33 years old. It's just been a revelation to me because I didn't have any idea that so many people, there must be millions and millions of people that are paralyzed and for years. Okay, all aboard.
Two.
Two.
Okay. Hi, Anita.
I brought your fan, and this is Stu Mills from CBC. He's a friend of ours. He's a good guy.
All right.
Okay?
Hello, Anita. How are you? Nice to meet you, too. I'm interviewing Bill today.
I don't have you.
You know, you looked at that acknowledgments. I had to rewrite the whole paragraph.
No.
It was so stupid when three or four people read that. Well, nobody commented.
Well, I couldn't figure out which problem the milk.
Yeah, that's stupid. I mean, it wasn't clear at all.
That it was. It just belonged in the different place, I think.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well,
show how you do this, how this works.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's Bill.
That's Bill.
That's Bill.
That's the cover of my book.
And it's tracking, the camera tracks your eye.
My nose.
Your nose, okay.
Yeah, I can show you that quickly if you want.
See how she focuses on?
Yeah. And now, my nose. It's the cursor.
It's the cursor.
But the access to her friends with email. I've got a beautiful letter from one of her friends just saying how wonderful it is that she now communicates on a regular basis. And so the world just suddenly exploded for Anita.
Most people, when they're 90, would be drifting into a life of less energy and less social output, but yet here you are trying to bring your lively attitude towards people here. Why is that?
I've been in construction all my life and seen people killed, and it's not that I'm tough, but it's just that what I'm really trying to encourage, and they don't have to be necessarily retired like I am, but businessmen, maybe just spend 1 hour a week coming and talking to one patient in any hospital. The staff are incredible, but they haven't got time to tell them about their new boyfriend or new child or whatever. I've just finished the last chapter of my autobiography. My editor encouraged me to do it. I wasn't going to do anything because I finished and I wrote the story and I wrapped it up. He said, no. He said, I want you to write about what you're doing. And so I've called my last chapter Metamorphosis. A construction engineer with a lifetime dedicated to things and buildings, to a retired old man dedicated to people. Hi, how are you today?
What a lovely story.
Yeah, quite a lovely man.